I've entitled this gospel snippet, Newsflash, Curtain Torn. Newsflash, Curtain Torn. I'm basing it, of course, on the verse in Matthew 27, verse 51. Let me read it to you. At that moment, the moment when Jesus died, the moment when he cried out with a loud voice, it is accomplished, it is finished. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Matthew 27, verse 51. Newsflash. Curtain torn. Here is Jesus hanging on the cross, suffering, bleeding, dying. And the moment he dies and cries out in triumph, it is accomplished, it is finished. A short distance away, within the confines of the temple, right in the very heart of the temple, a massive curtain, that final barrier, shutting off the most secret place within the temple. That curtain was ripped down, torn down from top to bottom. What's going on here? Why is this a news flash? Why is this a news headline? No newspaper today, I think. London Times, New York Times, Washington Post, I can't see them putting such a news flash up. 2,000 years ago, I should imagine the Jewish Chronicle, the Orthodox Jewish Chronicle, if there was such a thing, would have had such a headline. Today it would be of no consequence at all, I suppose. But do you know? It is the headline of all headlines in the history of the world. Oh, that's a sweeping statement. I stand by it. It is the headline of all headlines. Why? Because it signals the transfer from the old covenant to the new, the supersession, the new covenant replacing, superseding the old covenant, the Jewish temple. The law's symbols, the old covenant symbols, the altar, the priest, the Sabbath, their sacrifices, the priest sacrifices, and so on. All this is now giving way to the reality which is Christ. It is finished. The great priest has offered his sacrifice, his one effective sacrifice, his precious blood, and righteousness is there now for sinners, to atone for sinners. And the great veil of the temple, that final barrier to the secret place that only one man, the high priest in the old system, that only one man could penetrate that covenant, and only once a year, the very secret holiest of all holies there in the temple. Now, the way is open, not for just the high priest. There is no high priest in a Jewish sense anymore. Christ is the great high priest. All believers are priests now, but we have that free access through the new and living way, Jesus Christ, his blood and righteousness. So, what is this headline about? What is the fuss about? This curtain torn down. It speaks of the reality of freedom, freedom for sinners to come to Christ, to come to God in Christ and to know by the blood and righteousness of Christ they have an access to God and their sins are washed away in his blood and they are clothed in his righteousness and acceptable to God in the most holy of all places, in glory itself. You can read about this in the entire book of Hebrews. I can just mention chapter 6, verses 19 to 20, and verses 9, chapter 9, verse 1 to chapter 10, verse 25 in particular. Read those passages out loud. Chapter 6, 19 to 20. Chapter 9, verse 1 to chapter 10, verse 25. Read out loud. This is far too big for a gospel snippet. Here is the glorious entrance for sinners freely to come to God in Christ. Every saved sinner has come to God in Christ through that. Through Christ, through his merit, through his blood, through his finished work. That is the person and work of Christ. Now is the way to God. I am the way. the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Every sinner who is saved has come that way. Every damned sinner will have to say that he refused, or would not come, or did not come. She did not come, whoever did not come to God in Christ. Which is it for you, my friend? Which is it for you? Have you come to God in Christ through this new and living way? What does the news flash mean to you? I tell you, it means one of two things. It means nothing. Or it means everything. Newsflash, curtain torn, praise God. I can come to God. I have come to God. I do come to God through Christ by faith, and I am received. We have access to the Father, justified through the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. Oh, unbeliever, come through this new and living way. I urge you.